Hi, everybody. Thanks for being here. We have some people watching this on the webcast, so we welcome them as well. Today, the big four of the committee, namely the chairman, vice chairman, the chairman, the ranking member, and the chairman and vice chairman of the Transportation Subcommittee, put out a joint statement, and I'm very thrilled about this. These are tough times. It's tough to reach across the aisle. It's tough to make progress across the aisle, but I'm very pleased with the progress we've made. And we said together, we're pleased to announce the great progress we've made on a new transportation authorization bill. Throughout the 25 transportation hearings convened by this committee, including an unprecedented joint appearance by Tom Donohue of the U.S. Chamber of Commerce and Richard Trumka of the AFL-CIO, we heard that there's tremendous support from business, workers, and the American people for a transportation bill that leverages our federal dollars while maintaining a responsible fiscal path. We also said this: it's no secret that the four of us represent very different political views, but we have found common ground in the belief that building highways, bridges, and transportation systems is an important responsibility of the federal government in cooperation with state and local governments and the private sector. We are working to maximize states' ability to plan long-term and make wise infrastructure investments. And some of the highlights of our program are funds at current levels to maintain and modernize our critical transportation infrastructure. We eliminate earmarks and fold that into the formula. We consolidate numerous programs to focus resources on key national goals, and we reduce duplicative and wasteful programs. We consolidate numerous programs into a more focused freight program that will improve the movement of goods. And we expedite project delivery without sacrificing the environment or the rights of the people to be heard. And I want to take special pride in this last point. We create a new section called America Fast Forward, which strengthens the TIFIA program to stretch federal dollars further than they have ever been stretched before. So what this really means when we talk about current spending, on top of that, is this TIFIA program, which we funded a robust $1 billion, which will leverage the $30 billion. So on top of the current level, we have added a robust TIFIA program, which will enable us to indeed spend more on these important priorities. So with that, if you have any questions, I'm happy to answer them. Yes, and please identify yourself.
Tom Ichniowski with Engineering News Record. Do you have a number of years for the bill and, and dollar amount total?
Yes, here's where we are. We're talking about current spending plus inflation, and that $1 billion in TIFIA should bring us up to $30 billion. And these are all over a six-year bill. We are hoping for a six-year bill. We may not wind up with a six-year bill, but that's where we're starting off with the hope that we can get a six-year bill done. Yes?
Hi, Carol Wolf, Bloomberg News. When you say current spending plus inflation, does that mean you're going to try to index the Highway Trust Fund?
No, it's what we're spending. This is an authorization bill. We don't... The Finance Committee has that responsibility of finding the pay for us.
But you would recommend it?
No. We're just going to send them a list of some of the ideas that came before us. I personally believe we should index the gas tax. That's my personal view. But that's not what the big four... What we're saying is we are going to send all the ideas that came before our committee to the Finance Committee. Of course, Senator Baucus is part of this. So he will have a lot of sway, and his committee will, on the pay force.
Madam Chairman, do you have
Tulsa
World, Jim Myers, Tulsa World.
Hi. I can't tell you how my heart aches for the people back there in Oklahoma, and I just wanted to say that in Missouri and Texas and Kansas, what's going on with those. So go ahead.
Do you have a timeline for a rollout? And also, could you comment on Senator Baucus's idea of a two-year bill?
Yes. 2 years is in the mix. I mean, we're starting with a six-year. We're hoping for a six-year, but we recognize that the funding challenges may be so that we decide to go with a two-year, but a lot of the changes we're putting forward, we want to be authorized for 6 years. We are doing a very big change in this bill. When you see it, it is consolidated. It is quite different than, I forget, David, how many pages we think it runs compared to the last time. And what was the last one? Yeah. So we're looking at that. I mean, we don't have the final bill. We have all the agreements necessary in place to write that final bill, pretty much. So we're ready to rock and roll. And yes, we have a timeline, and that is roll this out today, put the bill together in the next 2 weeks, start hearings on it around that same time, and mark it up before the July 4th recess. And we have been talking with Leader Reed. He is elated at the fact that we have this agreement among the four. And I just want to say thank you to so many people who weighed in on this. First and foremost, Labor and the Chamber of Commerce, who came together and sat in this room, I know many of you were there, and spoke with one voice on this. And that's a rarity. I mean, America's behind this bill. And I really also want to thank my own state and my own people there who worked so hard with Mayor Villaraigosa on this, how to leverage funding. And the TIFIA program, which we, when they talked about their plan, Bettina said, well, there is a program called TIFIA, and we ought to take a look at it. And we've come a long way, and to have this agreement on TIFIA is very important at a time when we have to leverage funds because we have deficit issues. Yes, sir.
My name is Dennis Moore. I'm from the Bond Buyer. Is
from where? I'm sorry.
The Bond Buyer. Sorry.
Okay. Okay.
Is TIFIA still going to be called TIFIA, first of all, or does it become this America Fast Forward? And if it does, do you change the rules in that, as
Good
you had
question.
Talked about earlier?
Good question. Here's where we are. TIFIA will remain TIFIA. Because it is known to people and they understand it, but it is part of a new section in the bill called America Fast Forward America. Is it America Fast Forward or? America Fast Forward. So that's the section in the bill because there are other ways. For example, Infrastructure Bank, which Senator Kerry's working on with Senator Kay Bailey Hutchison, that may be part of what we do. But in our bill, in this iteration, we're concentrating on TIFIA, and that is the main part of that section. And we do change some of the rules in it, and it's a reformed bill in a good way. It provides direct loans, loan guarantees, and lines of credit to large, nationally or regionally significant highway, transit, railroad, intermodal freight, and port access projects with the dedicated revenue streams at terms that are more favorable than those in the private sector. We increase the funding to $1 billion. We increase the maximum share of project costs for the federal government from 33% to 49%, which will mean it's more attractive even. It will allow TIFIA to be used to support a program of projects, which I'll let David explain that, a program of projects. And I believe what he means by that is sort of the LA model, where there's a group of projects that already have been approved. So rather than approving one at a time, you could say, those have already been approved. There's taxpayers paying a half cent for those projects. We'll take the program of projects, and we'll help you. And here's the other thing. We set aside funding for projects in rural areas at very favorable terms, because we have to do that at more favorable terms. So every dollar we spend is leveraged to $30. So this is the way we're going to increase jobs, because remember, every billion we spend is roughly 32,000 jobs, construction work. Yes, Kitty?
I know that Mayor Villaraigosa
would... Why don't you identify...
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm Kitty Feldy with KPCC Southern California Public Radio. I know Mayor Villaraigosa would very much like to claim a large portion of that TIFIA money, and he was the one behind America Fast Forward the projects he's talking about would fit in with the criteria you've described. I mean, is anybody else, how difficult will it be for other parts of the country to qualify
for
this money?
First of all, nobody could take all the money. It's too much. No one could spend it in one place. It's $30 billion, for goodness sake. So here's the point. We had the TIFIA program, now correct me if I'm wrong, had over $114 billion requested. Okay? Oh, for the last 6 years. Last year alone, $114 billion. There's a huge need for this. And that's why it's no longer Los Angeles. It's been endorsed by the Conference of Mayors, the governors. It's way bigger than this. So it started in L.A. when they came to me and said, how can we leverage our funds? We did TIFIA. They came, they had an idea of infrastructure bank, but we looked at something that already was there. And then we feel TIFIA is a program that's been around, and we want to go with it while we know others are working on Transportation Infrastructure Bank, which I'm supporting. We're working on this one. Anybody else have questions? Yes. Yeah, wait, first, and then you.
Jason Platts from E&E Publishing.
From?
E&E Daily.
I can't hear you.
Energy and Environment
Daily. E&E, yes, I know E&E.
If you're talking about $30 billion over 6 years, that's well below what the administration had had suggested. Have you any conversations?
In TIFIA?
For the entire bill.
No. The entire bill is a lot more than that.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, the baseline funding for a six-year bill would be $56.5 billion a year or $339.2 billion over 6 years.
Well, that's still below what the administration had suggested. Have you had any conversations with them about this bill?
Yeah.
And what was their response?
Well, we said to them, if you can show us the money, we're happy to look at it. But right now, there isn't any. So we're going what we think we can get through the United States Senate. Well, she hasn't asked yet. Yeah.
Thank you. Tanya Snyder with Streets Blog. There's been talk in practically every committee hearing on this matter about whether transportation enhancements, bicycle and pedestrian active transportation, whether that is wasteful spending, whether that belongs in the Highway Trust Fund, whether that belongs in a transportation bill. When you talk about consolidating or eliminating wasteful programs, are those programs among them?
Not bike paths, no. But I will be very honest, I don't believe that building a museum belongs in the transportation bill. So some of the things that I personally felt were not related, but certainly any mode of transportation, you know, roads that support alternatives such as bike paths, walkways, anything like that will certainly be included and get good attention.
There would be a federal kind of guaranteed funds for that, not just up to the states.
Yeah. You go, and then we'll go back. We'll go second round.
Hi, Senator. Adam Snyder with BNA. Mm-hmm. I was just wondering, I just wanted to clarify if you had an exact dollar figure for the TIFIA expansion?
$1 billion.
$1 billion over six years? Okay. And $1 billion per year?
$1 billion per year. Sorry.
And quick follow-up. Just wondering, you mentioned you had been speaking to the administration. Wondering the extent of your conversations with Mr. Mica, or if you're still worried about getting this approved on the Senate side first.
Well, I have been working very cooperatively with Chairman Mica. He, I think, is a fan of TIFIA. He has different pressures because his Republicans voted to open up the Highway Trust Fund to other uses, which is very dangerous. And he's just under different pressures than I am. So I think we're just going to get out there with our bill. I want to ask my staff something. Well, I'll be right back. Just expand. What I said about TIFIA, it can't be overlooked, because if you do $1 billion a year on TIFIA, that can leverage to $180 billion over 6 years. So if you take that $180 billion and you add it to the baseline bill, it comes pretty close to where the administration comes to. You can add it up. You have it? This is high math for us. You're looking at a six-year bill of $339 billion. It's actually $339.2 billion, our six-year bill that we've agreed to. If you add $180 billion, what does that come to? Over 500. So we have managed to actually come up with a number that equals the administration by leveraging dollars. Yes.
Senator, I just wanted to clarify the numbers.
Yeah.
Is this highways only? I mean,
no,
apart from TIFIA.
No, highways transit.
This is has the transit title.
This is the transportation bill.
Okay, because of your committee and your jurisdiction.
Well, what we do is we write the bill, and then the other committees know they have a portion of it.
Okay, that's all.
Yes, go ahead. Right. Yes, sir.
Based on that, on the highway part, then you're leaving open the question of whether there's a general fund appropriation make up the highway fund.
We're leaving open the funding piece. We know we have a shortfall in the trust fund. And we know it's $6 billion a year or $7 billion a year.
What varies by year?
Depend. If it's a six-year bill, the shortfall is $6 billion a year.
$12 billion a year.
$12 billion a year. Okay. If it's a six-year bill. If it's a two-year bill,
it averages six.
Six per year shortfall. So when this gets to Chairman Baucus, and he's working very closely with his ranking member Hatch, you know, we'll see if they can figure out this funding way, their way forward for six, or whether it's a way forward for two. But a lot of the other parts of the bill we would like to authorize for 6 years, that the changes in the way we do things, because we have to change the way we do some things. Anybody else? Yes, sir, in the back. Could you say who you're with?
Nick Roman with KPCC, Southern California Public Radio.
Oh, my goodness. You've got a...
I'm her boss.
Your boss is here? Well, I could just tell you that Kitty Feld is one of the greatest. She gets the story.
All
she
right,
gets the scoop.
That goes in the review.
She does. She actually gets the story, and she gets the scoop.
I'm curious about ripple effects as you speed up public transportation projects into jobs beyond the construction projects themselves and into cleaner air.
I mean, very good.
That had to be a big part of what you were thinking of.
Well, sure. I mean, the benefits of speeding up these state and local projects they're just enormous. Number one, right now we're in still a tough recessionary time in terms of the construction work. So we've got to do something about our construction workers. That's why we have such strong support from organized labor and the private sector that employs them. Remember, this is all private sector. It goes right out to the private sector to build. And the impact of moving faster, as we are going to do on one of the projects in Los Angeles because of the ability to give them a $500 million loan, a $500 million loan that cost us $20 million, that because there's no risk practically, because you have the taxpayers paying the half-cent sales tax. What it means by moving it up is we get the good prices, the good deals right now, and clearly these are transportation projects. They're going to get people off the streets. They're going to bring efficiencies, going to cut back on pollution. There's so many great impacts that you get when you build these projects. I mean, that's They're very important.
Madam Chairman,
yeah.
On the timeline again, or the time for the bill, is it possible you could go between 2 and 6 if you could find the money? Could you do 3 or 4 year
possible.
Bill?
Yeah.
So that's.
I mean, we would love to get to 6, but we're realistic. If we can't get to 6, we're going to look at 5, 4, 3, 2.
Bloomberg News. Waterways, how does that fit into this at all?
Water waste?
Waterways are normally something we would
Waterways are not in this bill.
Yeah.
That's a separate, that's the WERDA.
That's WERDA, although Chairman Mica has talked about trying to put some WERDA projects, WERDA issues
in this?
Into the transportation bill in the House, but that's not something that has occurred in the Senate at this time.
Right, but WERDA is very important. Those water projects are key. Yeah.
Just wanted to, you mentioned the infrastructure bank, and just wanted to see what the negotiations are like on that, whether you think that's going to end up in this.
Sure.
That when you talk about the leveraging of TIFIA kind of equaling the administration proposal also included an infrastructure bank, which would leverage money as well. So.
Well, but it's not just for transportation. That infrastructure bank's for communications, you name it. I mean, technology, energy. I mean, I love it, but it's not true to say it's all for transportation. But I did see a street blog thing that said something that was incorrect, which is freezing spending. We're not freezing spending at all. What we're doing is we're doing current spending plus inflation plus TIFIA. So you're really taking a bill, and because of the leveraging factor, able to get it up to, $500 billion over 6 years. It's pretty extraordinary in these difficult times. But I very much support Infrastructure Bank. The negotiations, I'm not in the negotiations. You'd have to ask John Kerry how it's going, but he reported today that he felt he was making good progress. It's good. The beauty of TIFIA is doesn't need, I mean, it's there. We're not changing the name. We're just reforming it to make it better because we're going to allow it to pay for more of the project, and we're going to allow for grants, or all, not quite grants, but close to grants, for rural projects. Very, very favorable, interest. So anybody else have questions? Yes, last one.
Jason Potts from E&E. Does this bill include dedicated funding for high-speed rail?
High-speed rail is not in our jurisdiction.
Okay.
We actually get to avoid some of the hot-button issues, believe me, as hot-button as we have. But I just want to say to all of you, thank you. You know, clearly this is a very big breakthrough, and I couldn't be more delighted. And I just want to say a special thank you to my ranking member for his work and his staff. And if you don't know my staff, you should. I mean, Bettina, David, Grant, they're just quite a group. Mary does all of our press. Paul does all of our organization. Bob does a lot of sort of investigations piece, and there are others here. But I just want to thank them for getting us to this place. We've got a long way to go, but we're really almost there. Right now, we figure we'll be able to put this bill into writing and have agreement on it, in days, not weeks. But we'll have it revealed in mid-June, hearings, and moving it before the July 4th break out of here, and then hopefully on the floor. And again, I would, if you want to talk to Harry Reid, I think he's just very excited about the prospect of having a bipartisan highway bill, something people said could never happen. We have to do this. And let me close with a warning, to everybody out there listening. If we don't do this, then our highway bill expires September 30th, and we know for sure the House is not going to pass it unscathed. We're going to have huge, huge cuts across every program in that bill, and getting us back to the insecurity of the moment. This is a very important moment because we can't go back to that extension. And I know that there are those on each side of the aisle who are in the far one side and far on the other side are going to find something they don't love, and I respect that completely. But I think as you look at this bill is good for our country. This bill is good. It has a new freight program, goods movement program. We expand TIFIA using leverage. We're going to spend more than we ever have before on transportation because of the leverage that we're using. We are consolidating programs so that we don't have a bill that no one can read. I have sort of a rule I like to be able to read a bill and understand it and not have it filled with ambiguity and, you know, extraneous matters. And I don't think we can afford to now fund things that are extraneous. This is a transportation bill. So anything that helps people move, and that does include, from my perspective, you know, every which way you move, whether you're moving on a walking path or a biking path or a highway, a freeway, going over a bridge. I mean, this is what this bill is really about. It's not about other things. And so with that in mind, we're able to reach this moment. I want to thank you for covering this, and I hope that you will write that. I used to be a reporter, so of course I would write it this way, being, you know, extremely objective, saying, even in a tough environment, the EPW committee, Big Four, reached agreement on the first steps of a highway bill. Okay? Now that I've written your story, you can all relax. Thank you very much, everybody. See you later.